Hello, family. How has your short week been? I swear to God, these shorter weeks somehow feel longer.
I mean, as somebody who now has no job, it truly just feels the same.
You're a girl with no job.
I am girl with no job, but girl with less money than girl with no job.
Yeah. All right. Family, before we get into it, we do have a mini announcement. So we are changing... This is really the beauty of us being fully on our own.
Yeah.
We're averaging a new announcement, what, every other week at this point?
I think every week so far.
So this week's announcement is we're changing the format a little bit. This shouldn't be too much of a surprise. We've talked about this, but we're going to take a little bit of time off to work on getting you fuller storytelling episodes.
Well, we're not taking time off from this show. The show's still going to happen.
No. I'm saying we're taking time off from doing the narrative storytelling, like the throwback stories that we were doing. Mm-hmm. We're not doing those for now on this episode anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just straight up pop culture.
Yeah.
But we are going to come back with actually full episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you will be getting essentially a second show.
Yeah. A third.
Well.
Maybe fourth if you're a burn booker.
Yeah. Well, a second, if you're just a free member, you'll be getting two public episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, two public episodes. So we don't have a timeline for that, but we are cooking and working on getting those out. We want to bank them so that we can, you know, roll them out regularly for you. So we'll keep you updated on when those will come. But for now, we got a ton of pop culture shit to get into.
Yes, we do.
So today we've got the Beckham family drama, good God. We've got Keith Urban's new lady, Jennifer Lawrence, maybe not being pretty enough. Pamela Anderson being upset with Seth Rogen, Meghan and Harry update, and Kanye and Northwest's newest song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. In celebration for MLK Day, Brooklyn Beckham decided to give us a gift that we'll keep on giving. Did you see these posts? Have you seen these posts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, backstory. So we've been talking about this off and on for a while now. Brooklyn Beckham, there has been a ton of reports that there is unhappiness in the Beckham household, particularly between Brooklyn, his wife Nicola, and Posh primarily, but also I think David gets thrown in there too.
Mm-hmm.
We literally talked about this last week, didn't we?
I don't think it was last week. It was, I don't know.
Okay, 2 weeks ago. So I have always been like, we've not heard from Brooklyn. We've heard from publicists. We've heard from his brother.
Yeah.
But we've not heard from him. That all changed on Monday. Brooklyn went to his Instagram stories, posted 6 total stories that were all just text. And oh my God. It's like there's something very special about obscenely rich people and their drama.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's made for television.
I know. I
mean, that's, you know.
I love when rich people fight.
Me too. And they are fighting. So, Brooklyn, in this 6-story long post, he wrote, "I do not want to reconcile with my family. I'm not to be controlled. I'm standing up for myself for the first time in my life." He also takes these posts to give his side of these stories that we've been hearing about.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the wedding drama, the wedding drama of around the dress, whether or not Nicola was going to wear Victoria's Lines dress.
Yeah.
We talked about Mark Anthony calling Victoria the most beautiful woman in the room at Nicola's wedding, which is psychotic behavior. So Brooklyn talked about all of this in his post. He says that Victoria had initially offered to design Nicola's gown, only to cancel late in the process, despite Nicola's enthusiasm about wearing it. And he did confirm the rumor that Victoria hijacked his first dance with his wife that was serenaded by Mark Anthony. He wrote that she danced very inappropriately on me in front of everyone. He said, "I've never felt more humiliated in my life," which is just opens up a door to what does that look like?
Yeah. His mom?
I'm hoping it's a wannabe dance move. Like, she was doing the wannabe dance.
Yeah, I'm sure it was that.
Well, it's better than the alternative.
What, a striptease?
Yeah.
I don't, what does this even look like? Because it was originally supposed to be their first dance. Was he, like, sitting in a chair? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't, none of this makes sense visually.
Yeah. Well, so according to Brooklyn, this rupture between him and his family is not just from this wedding. It stems from a deeper dispute. Mm-hmm. And that's over his refusal to sign the rights away to his own name. He says that his decision impacted a larger family business arrangement. And because of how he refused to sign over his name, he was treated negatively by his family. Mm. He said, my holdout affected the payday. Brand Beckham comes first. Mm. Which is interesting. Mm-hmm. He also claimed, and this is one that's kind of weird to me, he claimed that women from his past were repeatedly invited into family gatherings in ways that made both him and Nicola uncomfortable. He said his parents refused to see them while privately and publicly feeding stories to the press. Sometimes, he alleged, enlisted his own siblings to attack him on social media. So I'm wondering if that's when his brother had posted about the whole blocking of, like, who's blocking whom.
Yeah.
He wrote, the narrative that my wife controls me is completely backwards. I've been controlled by my parents for my entire life. My family values public promotion and endorsements above all else. Family love is decided by how much you post on social media. Yet, even after attending every fashion show, every party, and every press activity to show our perfect family, the one time my wife asked for my mom's support to save displaced dogs during the LA fires, my mom refused. Mm. Which is diabolical. I want more context for that.
Is there more to the story? Because I'm ready to take a side.
Okay. let's see. I think that's pretty much covering it.
Okay.
That's the majority of it. Brooklyn and Nicola did renew their vows last year.
Okay.
Which is only 3 years after they got married. So a lot of people are like, what are you guys doing? And he said that they renewed it in August of 2025 in an effort to reclaim the moment and create new memories of our wedding day that bring us joy and happiness, not anxiety and embarrassment.
I get that.
Yeah. So it's it makes a lot more sense because it's like, who's renewing their vows 3 years in? What's going on?
Right. Yeah.
So that's Brooklyn's side. I encourage everyone to go read it because it's just a lovely mid-afternoon read where you kind of get to escape the horrors of reality and imagine what it's like to be insanely wealthy and have problems like this.
Right. Well, as somebody...
What side are you picking?
I'm on Brooklyn and Nicola's side.
Hell yeah.
Because did you see that video? It just started circulating today of like that old video on the red carpet.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Victoria looks like a stone cold bitch. Like she doesn't even look at Nicola.
Yeah.
And I don't, maybe there's a reason why. But when you get on the internet and you're like, my brother blocked us, there's a reason he blocked you.
Yeah.
No one gets on the internet and just blocks somebody for fun.
I'm also really tired of the narrative that Nicola is controlling him because everyone's an adult here.
Yeah.
So he has agency. Mm-hmm. This isn't a Britney Spears under failed gym owner dad. Like he can say no and he's choosing not to.
Right. It's also really easy to paint a bride as difficult, as, you know, a bitch, as wanting certain things. And when it's coming from a mother-in-law, I'm sorry, I don't fucking buy it one bit. Like,
I just think it's absurd that the bride would want to do her first dance with her husband rather than let his mom do it.
I mean,
how dare she?
Why are we even talking after that little incident? Like, I'm sorry, you come out, you maybe do a dance. I don't even care if you don't do a dance. If Mark Anthony says that here comes the most beautiful woman in the room and it's my mother-in-law, you're fucking dead to me. That is psychotic.
We're all dying by fire because I'm setting that whole place on fire if that were to happen. That's insane.
Like, it's absurd. I don't care what Nicola did. You now look like an asshole because you pulled this little stunt.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people are comparing this to Harry and Meghan.
Oh, I bet they are.
Which I bet. It's like, and what's interesting, it kind of depends on where the post is that I'll see, because some posts I'll see a ton of comments where it's like, oh, he's so ungrateful, what a spoiled rich kid. And then other comments that are saying, yes, get out from toxic parenting structures. And it seems to be a strong line between our generation and the generation above us.
Of course.
Which is, I find, very interesting.
Yeah.
But it does sound like this is a super messy situation. And I think it's interesting that he's finally saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because for so long, it's just been rumors.
Right. Rumors and nastiness.
Exactly.
All right. Well, speaking of rumors, I'm sure we've all seen the numerous headlines about Keith Urban's new girlfriend lately.
Yes.
Based on just the headlines, I assumed he was openly dating someone new.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that makes me a clown. Because it is literally just rumors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll give you one guess where these sources went.
Obviously, tried and true, either Daily Mail or Page Six. Or TMZ.
Daily Mail.
Daily Mail, yeah.
So according to at least one Daily Mail source, everyone is adamant that Keith is involved with someone new and that it's quote unquote serious. The rumored new girlfriend is up-and-coming country star Carly Scott Collins. She is 26. So like half the age.
Wow. So he's dating older than normal.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of these guys.
So a source did say that there's no suggestion that they had an affair while he was with Nicole Kidman. As we know, Keith and Nicole finalized their divorce just a couple weeks ago, actually. And that was after almost 20 years of marriage. So they have two daughters together, Sunday and Faith. Sunday 17, Faith is 15. And apparently they are Team Nicole. And there are rumors that they are refusing to meet this new girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
One Daily Mail source said, I hear he, Keith, has someone, which is why the girls are publicly supporting mom. Since the split, you're seeing her and the girls all the time on her social media and in other photos. She posted pictures of them all taking part in a turkey trot running race on Thanksgiving, which is really unusual. She's generally more private than that. And then they talk about how, like, every time you see the girls on her socials, they're like linking arms or holding hands, and it looks like an us against the world front.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are also rumors that Keith has moved in with this new girlfriend.
I saw that. That's why I was like, how are these rumors? I thought they were living together.
Exactly. Like, this is so chaotic and weird. So,
yeah.
Carly, the alleged new girlfriend, posted one of these headlines on her Instagram story. And the headline was, Keith Urban moved in with girlfriend Carly Scott Collins, fresh speculation amid divorce. So she posted that headline and she said, y'all, this is absolutely ridiculous, in all caps, and untrue. Laugh emoji.
Hmm.
So I know what you're thinking. What happened to that guitar player, Maggie, that he was rumored to be dating before he, like, changed the lyrics of his song? Remember? He was like, Maggie, when they're fighting us with swords, I'll be your guitar player.
Yeah, the one that Sunday and Faith called mom, too.
What? I don't remember that.
I know.
I was like, okay, that's
They were so close, I assumed they were married.
Yeah. So that was like the first rumored new whatever, but that one got put to bed pretty quickly because a friend of theirs called the rumors absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm.
Keith hasn't said anything about these new rumors, but apparently he is writing a breakup album. To perform at Mar-a-Lago. Just kidding.
Yeah,
this is, I guess, just rumors at this point. And I'm sure maybe they're like canoodling in some way. I don't think they're moved in together because that just seems psychotic. What is he moving into her bungalow?
Studio apartment?
Yeah, it's like, what? So that does seem a little, I can't trust these Daily Mail sources, but.
Well, they have a source closet where you change your outfit depending on who you need to be a source for.
Right.
So I assume this source was in like a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. And they were like, yeah, I know everything about Keith Urban.
And that's just in case anyone's watching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In case when they get sued, they're like, no, look, we had a source. This is what they looked like. And then their face is like blacked out, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's honestly, that's all there is to this Keith Urban story right now, because it's just people speculating on them being together. And since the Maggie Boff stuff turned out to be not true. It's like, how big of, I mean, we got to take this with the most gigantic grain of salt ever.
Yeah. It's interesting she didn't say
they weren't dating.
Not dating him.
Right. That's what I'm saying. She only said that about the moving in thing, which is ridiculous. So she's right. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Prayers to them.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'll have my alerts set up so that I can hear the second it becomes true.
Same. I might get a job at TMZ just to watch them kiss for the first time in front of the cameras.
God, what a dream. Speaking of dreams, Jennifer Lawrence, infamous dog abandoner, had her dreams crushed, apparently.
Yeah, what is this about?
So, okay, so Jennifer Lawrence was on a recent episode of the podcast Happy, Sad, Confused with Josh Horowitz. And he, Quentin Tarantino, came up and he said to her, Tarantino's been chasing you. He wants you. And Jennifer was like, I don't know about that. And then Josh said, it's true. He said that. The Hateful Eight, the Jennifer Jason Leigh part, was originally written for you, I believe. And Jennifer says that she turned it down, which she should not have done. And Josh was like, I think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he wanted you for that as well. And according to Jennifer Lawrence, Quentin did want her. But then everybody was like, she's not pretty enough to play Sharon Tate. And then she goes on to say, I'm pretty sure it's true. Or it's that thing where I've been telling the story for so long that way, I believe it. But I'm pretty sure it's true. He just never was considering me for the part, and the internet just went out of its way to call me ugly. So Margot Robbie is who ends up playing Sharon Tate in,
Once Upon a Time.
In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Another beautiful blonde woman. The idea that Jennifer Lawrence is not pretty enough for a role is...
That's just crazy. I'm looking up Sharon Tate right now. I do think that Margot Robbie looks more like Sharon Tate than Jennifer Lawrence. So
yeah. But nothing a little Hollywood A-list makeup can't change.
Yeah, but if it comes down to two actresses who are both talented and one looks more like it, why not just go with that one?
Right. I do think... I feel as if the calling her ugly is just because there's so much hate out there.
Yeah, that's just psychotic. What troll is on the internet being like, Jennifer Lawrence is ugly?
It's like, the same ones who are watching Olympians and being like, I could run that. It's like, really?
It's like, who are they? Us watching Dancing with the Stars?
No, but I could do those dances for real.
Right.
And one day I will.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's... That's that riveting story. It's Jennifer Lawrence is just like us. She got called ugly.
Don't put that on me. Well, it's what's crazy. When we were picking stories yesterday and you wrote them down, for some reason in my mind, I read it as Sharon Stone thinks Jennifer Lawrence is too ugly. Not too ugly to play Sharon Tate. I don't know how I brought Sharon Stone into it, but that's just how I read it.
That would have been way more fun.
That would have been. I was like, oh, what's Sharon Stone up to now?
A beauty rivalry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of rivalries, actually, wow, these segues, they're popping off.
I know. We're on fire.
So Pamela Anderson has recently been talking about Seth Rogen. So she was on Andy Cohen's radio show with our dear, lovely friend, John Hill.
Oh, my God. John. I love him so much.
I do, too. And Seth Rogen came up. And she was talking about how he did the TV series Pam and Tommy without talking to her. And she was like, how can someone make a TV series out of difficult times in your life? I'm a living, breathing person. Hello. And Andy was like, did you run into him at the Golden Globes? And she was like, well, he was in the pit at the Globes. And she said that she kind of felt weird about it. And she's like, you know, I've been really busy this year. I've made like 5 movies. But sometimes it just hits you. And it just felt a little yucky. And she's like, eventually, hopefully, maybe he'll reach out and apologize. Not that it matters. And, you know, Andy and John were like, no, like, it does matter. And she was like, you know, when you're a public figure, people say you're fair game. But she was like, you know, the deepest, darkest secrets or tragedies in your life shouldn't be fair game for a TV series. And she's like, that pissed me off a little bit, which I feel like is not something Pamela Anderson says a lot.
I don't know that I've heard much from her.
About this or at all?
No, just in general. Because up until Naked Gun, whatever, she was pretty behind the scenes. Like, we didn't hear much about her. She had her no makeup thing.
Yeah.
And that was kind of her reintroduction, I feel like, into the scene.
Well, how could you forget she was on the Hills reboot?
Oh, right.
How could you ever forget something like that?
That's right. I completely don't know how that slipped my mind.
Her son was on it. So she made some appearances. Yeah, that's true. Like, maybe back in the day during Baywatch and the height of her stardom when she first came on the scene, she was doing more interviews and stuff. But I guess, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. When she did interviews back then, I feel like she was a different person, obviously, because she was way younger. And now she's just, I don't know. I feel like she's got a new image, and I love it.
Yeah, I do too. So Andy was like, when you see Seth at the Golden Globes, is your inclination to give him a death stare or look away? And she laughed and she was like, talking about how she still feels like she doesn't belong in these rooms. She's like, I know a lot of these people still from Malibu. And she's like, I just feel uncomfortable. Like, I don't feel like I belong in these rooms. And she's like, in my head, I definitely made a beeline for him and said something. She's like, but in reality, I just sat in my chair and kind of like gave him a stare, like stared at him.
Did she say if she saw the movie?
No, she didn't say.
Or the series?
She didn't say in this interview that I heard, but I doubt it.
Did you watch it?
No.
Because I'm curious if it's...
I was interested in it. But I knew there was some discourse about it because of this. Like, that was a really tough relationship for her. It was a really hard time in her life. And I knew that they didn't have her permission to make it. So I kind of felt bad about it. For anyone who doesn't know, Seth was the executive producer on Pam and Tommy. Right. And he played the guy who, like, brokered their sex tape or whatever, or stole the sex tape, allegedly, from them or something. Yeah. He played some creepy pervert. But Andy and John were like, do you think Seth has some, like, idea that you're upset about this or that it caused an issue? And she was like, she's like, I don't know. I don't know if, do these people have an inclination? Like, some of these things have been very lucrative for people. And I'm like, and I get that. And I get why she's saying that. However, Seth Rogen isn't that type of person to me. He's not a sleazeball. They're fellow Canadians, you know, like,
oh my God.
He seems like somebody who would hear this interview and reach out to her and apologize. He just doesn't seem like the sleazy type that's like, fuck what Pam thinks. I'm going to make money off this.
He also seems like the type of guy who would have asked her first.
I know.
That seems out of character.
Yeah.
And especially since there's a knowledge that she wasn't consulted enough that people were like, I'm not going to, well, you were like, I don't need to support this. And I'm sure other people had that same idea. It feels weird that Seth would do that.
I know. It does. I'm just, I don't know. And I was like searching. I'm like, has he replied since this came out? Because it's been, you know, whatever. And I didn't see anything about it. So he also isn't somebody that talks a lot in the media.
Right.
So I don't know, but I just, I you know, I don't like to see Canadians fighting amongst themselves, you know?
It's like, I think the United States has enough, has covered North America in fighting.
Yeah.
Canadians, please don't join us.
Please. But what I thought was interesting is the headlines about this interview that Pam did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three that I have photos of, and Variety's headline was, Pamela Anderson demands Seth Rogen apology. When in actuality, she was like, I don't know, hopefully, maybe he'll apologize.
Those are very aggressive words.
Yeah. BuzzFeed's headline was, Pamela Anderson slams Seth Rogen over Pam and Tommy. TMZ's, Pamela Anderson wants Seth Rogen to apologize. It's like, why are we doing this? Variety surprised me. They don't seem like the one that's going to be the most inflammatory, but it was.
Well, it's funny you say that. Quick aside, when I was doing research for the Brooklyn story, some of the people in the comments were like, Vogue said X, Y, and Z happened, so what is he talking about? And I was like, do you think these articles are stenched in absolute truth? What is wrong with you? It's like they want headlines, and they're going to give us whatever narrative is filling their pockets the most.
Right. I do think that there are some publications that we trust more than others.
Yes.
So it's, you know, I could see if Page Six or TMZ was like, she demands an apology, or Nicola Peltz breaks up family or whatever.
Yeah.
But Vogue, Variety, those don't, if they start with a V, you can trust them. That's typically the rule. Vanity Fair.
Yeah, God.
Those are publications that I do trust a little more. They're not, because they're not mm-hmm. as inflammatory. They're not like looking for that gossipy
right.
headline. But maybe I'm wrong.
At the end of the day, they're all just looking for money. Yeah. And this is how they're getting it.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. Damn.
I am surprised he hasn't responded.
I am too. And I hope he does, because I love Seth Rogen. Yeah. He's had a real renaissance for me. Mm-hmm. So
he's on the line, and if he apologizes, I'll still like him. If he doesn't, that's it. He's going on my hated list.
He's dead to you? Yeah. You want him deported back to Canada?
Yep. Yep. Exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Speaking of deportation.
Oh, my God.
Or immigration. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, one of the most famous immigrants in this country, I would say. Harry.
Before we start talking about this, though, I just want to make sure that the check they sent us cleared.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way we'll talk about them, obviously, since they're right. paying us.
No, yeah, yeah. I renewed my milk subscription with it, so we're good.
Okay, perfect.
So this is going to be a little hard to follow because I don't even understand what's going on. They're often in headlines because of staff turnover. Mm-hmm. Their staff turnover.
Yeah.
The newest headline is that they're back working with the Hollywood PR firm Sunshine Sachs Morgan and Lilis.
Uh-huh.
Lilis? I don't know. And this is following a bunch of recent staffing changes, including their chief communications officer, Meredith Maines, leaving in December. So that was a headline I think a lot of people saw last month, where it's like, another member of their staff is leaving.
Yeah.
This is insane. They're terrible, toxic people.
They're obviously hitting them.
Of course.
Their staff.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Isn't Sunshine Sachs, wasn't that the PR company that Wondery had?
I don't know, because the sunshine triggered something in my mind, but I don't remember the other words in it.
Well, because I could have sworn when Wondery first started getting their like PR shit and like you and I were going on shows or whatever, uh-huh. I could have sworn that there was talk of it being the same PR company that Harry and Meghan had used at one point.
Oh, then maybe.
But am I making that up? I'm like, did I make that up?
I could see it, because I do remember Sunshine. I can't imagine there are a ton of PR firms with Sunshine in their name. So it stands to reason. I mean, it's a bi-coastal PR firm. They are a major Hollywood player. They represent a ton of A-list talent, and they lead a bunch of entertainment projects, like launching ETR. Can't think of a bigger entertainment project.
Yes, I just looked in my email. Breaking fucking news, everybody. And I have an email from March 23rd, 2021. It is a calendar invite that says Arisha and Brooke and Sunshine Sachs. There we have it.
Well, Meghan and Harry are paying us. Why wouldn't we use their same PR firm?
But I think when Wondery was using them, it was after Meghan and Harry had used them. It was like after they had already worked with them or something.
Right. So they worked with Meghan during her Suits years.
Okay.
And then on and off with the couple since 2017.
Should I reply to this email now with the suggested response of sorry, I can't make it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please do. Please do. Some of these suggested responses are truly unhinged.
I know. And I hate when I accidentally hit one in a text.
Oh, my God. The worst one is I sent somebody a happy birthday. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody had sent me a happy birthday and it was like, happy birthday to you too. I was like, what? In what world do you assume the person has the same birthday as me?
They think you're a twin.
Yep, that's it. Classic computers. So back to Meghan and Harry. Mm-hmm. So like I said, their chief communications officer, Meredith, in December, she announced that she was stepping down. This is roughly 9 months after she started. So there's like a lot of, okay, why is there such a quick turnaround?
She had a baby.
I know. I was like, she got pregnant the day she started and then gave birth.
Yeah.
But a spokesperson for Harry and Meghan confirmed the change in a statement to People. They said, Meredith Maines and Method Communications have concluded their work with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The Duke and Duchess are grateful for their contributions and wish them well. And I gotta say, and I'm not trying to jump on the haterade train for these two. I would like to be annoyed by them all on my own, but I have to kind of push back because so many people just hate them for no reason.
Right.
But I don't understand why their spokesperson is still using the terms Duke and Duchess. I thought they got rid of that.
Well, remember on her show when she was sprinkling flowers on everything and she was like, it's Sussex now.
Yeah, I do remember.
What is happening? And I think we're allowed to criticize them when they're being stupid and we can stand up for it when it's just unfounded.
Yeah, they make it hard. I often feel like I'm having to criticize them. Interestingly, this PR firm works with, as ever, Meghan's brand already. Uh-huh. So this is just one of those things where you can read into it or not. There was another step down in December of last year. So this past December, their longtime advisor was stepping down as executive director of Archewell, which is one of their brands.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I never know how to take this information because so much of it feels inflammatory a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Especially Page Six. I've got a vendetta against them because their headlines are always so clearly biased.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. I kind of feel like Meghan especially is pretty messy.
Yeah.
You see the video of her 2016 video that everyone was getting all worked up about?
Her dancing or something?
Yeah.
That was from 2016?
Well, it was her and Harry. It, like, their daughter, I think, had filmed them, or their son. Mm-hmm. And people, it's like, she can't do anything without people.
Oh, I know.
Eviscerating her.
Yeah.
And they're like, is this your privacy tour? It's like, so she can't post at all? And the only reason that this stuff is in the news is because you comment on it. You raise engagement, it gets the clicks, it gets the money to these companies that are feeding you. It's like it's not like, I mean, maybe she is, but I don't think Meghan's calling up Page Six and saying, hey, I need you to trash me because I need more attention. I doubt it.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. But that would be hilarious if she was doing that.
I know. I would love it.
They say all PR is good PR or whatever, publicity.
Yeah, tell that to Harvey Weinstein.
Well, I mean, going to prison isn't really publicity.
Tell that to some rappers who are like, I need that cred.
Oh, my God. Well, great segue. Speaking of rappers.
Oh, my God.
Finally, we have new music coming from Northwest.
I cannot tell you. My 2026 bingo card just was... Please, new music from North. Every single item was it.
Once she starred in the production of The Lion King, it was like, she only sang, I just can't wait to be king. But ever since then, I'm like, more. Shoot it into my veins. So
mad.
Last Friday, she shared a 60-second teaser of her new song with her dad, Redacted West. And the song...
I thought that was the name of the song.
The song is called Piercing on My Hand. So she wrote the title and tagged it at Yay Version.
Okay.
Now.
Wild choice.
She raps. Piercing on my hand, the other holding brands. No friends, just filter. You wouldn't understand. Shopping in Japan, that's where I always stand. Went to school for 2 days, then I got banned. Skipping school, yeah, I do it on the daily. Now, in case you want more.
I do.
Here's a clip. You jaded when it fits, so it's gonna save me. Got
Bought some new rigs, yeah, they're so crazy. All my songs are hits, you know I'm not lazy. You are so angry that I'm so mainstream. Dissed her once, now she wanna replace me. You can never phase me, just erase me. Talking a lot lately, I'm not your op crazy. I want more piercings and tats. I love blue hair, put it in some plaids. Put the music to the max. I want like 100,000 racks.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say right now. I finally heard traditional rap music.
It's like I didn't think I would find my favorite song this late in life.
Me neither.
But
it's true.
And like, here's the thing. North is 12. And I don't want to blast her. But this song is garbage.
This song sounds like a 12-year-old and her friends got one of those auto-tune machines in their garage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to like, Mom, we want to start a rap band. And Mom's like, okay, in the garage and keep it so I don't have to listen. And this is what they come out with. And then at the next family gathering, the parents are like, all right, come around. North and her friends want to perform their song for you. And that's what it sounds like. And that's sweet, but I hate that it's not that.
It's, I mean, when your father is Redacted West and has all the power to make this sound really good with like a bunch of auto-tune, and even if you have to auto-tune the ever-loving fuck out of it, it should sound better than this.
The auto-tune is bad.
Kylie Jenner on that fucking song she did.
King Kylie?
One step, two step, bum-ba-da-da-da-da. That sounded better than this. And that's on you, Kanye. Like, if you're gonna birth the newest rapper, it better fucking be good.
I feel like, and I really don't like to say this because I have like a visceral fear of any more Kanye energy in this world.
Uh-huh.
But I could see North becoming a rapper.
Oh, me too. I mean, so she, after that performance at the Hollywood Bowl, that was in 2024, she announced that she was working on her debut album. And the title of that album was Elementary School Dropout, which is a reference to Kanye's record, The College Dropout. So her brand is that she hates school, I guess.
I mean,
because she raps about skipping school.
Can we have an original brand, please? Because who does it?
I still hate it to this day, and I haven't been there in years. So obviously that album of North's has not been released, but Kanye does have a new album coming out January 30th called Bully.
Oh.
So finally he got a title, right?
Yeah.
And do you remember, did you see the videos? Because he like announced that album at that live comedy show at the Hollywood Improv. Did you see that?
Vaguely, yeah.
It was so awkward. Like the comedian was up there and he's like, Kanye's here. And then Kanye looks like someone who was just in the audience and got called up and didn't want to get called up.
Yeah.
It was like at your friend's show when they called that random person out of the audience. And remember the first person was like, no, I'm not coming up there. And then they got another person up and they just awkwardly stood there. That's what Kanye looked like. He's like, yeah. And the comedian was like, did you like the set? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you don't look like you liked it.
The worst part about that is I genuinely don't know which of my friend's show that is, because that has probably happened far too many times.
It was Jacob's, the one you forced me to.
Oh, yeah.
After hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, Kanye always looks like that, I feel like.
Yeah. His...
Whether it's forcing Adidas executives to look at pornography or announcing a new collaboration. It's just...
I mean, yeah. His personality and sense of humor is undetectable.
It doesn't exist.
It does not exist. Yeah. Just like The Limit.
Just like The Limit.
Yeah.
Is that all we have for Kanye and
that's it.
North?
Stay tuned for the rest of that fucking hot-ass single.
Is that all we have? We don't have the whole song, huh?
That's all we have, just a 60-second teaser.
Oh, how tantalizing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. God, so much stuff to look forward to. All right, let's jump into some quickies.
Yes. So we got some reality TV quickies. Mama's bread and butter. So where are my Summer House fans at? Whoop, whoop.
Oh, God.
Now, there have been rumors and nastiness for a while about how Amanda Bethula and Kyle Cook, stars of Summer House, they are married, mm-hmm. have split. Mm-hmm. Like, there have been a lot of people are like, there's rumors they're not doing well, they're not together anymore. And this should come as a shock to literally no one, because anybody who watches the show can see Kyle is like in his 40s now, he wants to be a DJ. And it's like, just stop it, okay? Like, literally fucking stop it. And he, like, posted that he was doing a set somewhere and all the comments were roasting his ass for this. And Amanda, she's very, like, ride or die for him and supportive of him. And he's a mess.
Good spouse.
Like, he'll go out and party until, like, 4 a.m. and she'll be, like, calling him, like, where are you? And they're, okay. like, he had cheated on her in the past.
All right.
So none of these rumors were, like, surprising. So yesterday they did announce that they are actually splitting. And I'm curious how this is going to affect Summer House. Like, are they both going to still do? Because they've already, I think, started filming Summer House. So I'm curious how that's going to play out. And maybe they're announcing it now because it'll get people to watch Summer House.
Were they married when Summer House started already, or they got married?
No. So he's always been a regular castmate. He's like an OG cast member of the show. She came on maybe season, they may have mentioned her season one, I can't remember, but she eventually started coming around like as his girlfriend and then became a regular castmate. And so they are like,
oh,
the Duke and Duchess of Summer House.
Isn't that similar to what happened on Vanderpump at one point? Like, somebody was Ariana not initially on it or something?
She was not.
Interesting.
Yeah, she was like a friend of Tom's.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's similar trajectory.
And then there were, well, she worked at a different, she worked at Pump, I think, the other restaurant.
Okay.
As a bartender. And then there were like rumors that they kissed in Vegas and he cheated on Kristen Doty with her, and there was like rumors about that, and they both denied it, and clearly it was fucking true.
Mm-hmm. So messy.
Yeah. So that is that, the reality TV story. Now the second one actually comes from the show where rumors and nastiness originated.
My God.
So I'm not gonna stop saying that anytime soon today, unfortunately for you guys.
That is unfortunate for all of us, but me especially.
Now Salt Lake City cast member and Real Housewife Lisa Barlow last season didn't come to something. I think it was last season. I can't keep it fucking straight anymore. And I'm on my period, so my brain doesn't work. So just,
yeah, we're doubly screwed.
Take what I say. She had said that she couldn't go to some trip that they were planning on the show because she was busy hanging out with Ben and Blake.
What?
So she sent a text. She's like, I am busy. Like, I hang out with Ben and Blake. She's always like, I'm more rich than everyone else, basically. You guys live such different lives than me. So she's like, I plan all these events and blah, blah, blah with Ben and Blake. That's what she said. Ben and Blake. Blake Lively, I assume. Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck and Blake Lively?
Yes, that's what she was saying.
What?
So Ben was being interviewed with Matt Damon because they have that new movie coming out. And the reporter was like, do you know Lisa Barlow? And it's like, wow, this reporter's really doing the fucking Lord's work.
This is what a reporter should be doing. Not asking for much.
Exactly. And Ben was like, oh, God, I don't want to get involved. He's like, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Like, you could tell he just did not want to, like, be a part of this. He's like, I haven't been in Utah in, I don't know, like 8, 9, 10 years or something. And Matt is like trying to like help him out. He's like, well, maybe, you know, at Sundance or something. Like, a lot of people come up to us. We meet a lot of people. Maybe it was that. And Ben's like, yeah, maybe. you could tell he was trying not to like throw her under the bus. So the reporter shows him a picture of Lisa and he's like,
recognize this woman?
Yeah.
Do a lineup.
He's like, it doesn't really look familiar to me. I don't remember anything. I don't want to like embarrass her, but I just, you know, I don't want to be the jerk who's like, no, I didn't meet you if I did. So he's like, I just don't. So this reporter's like, you don't remember meeting her. He's like, I don't think I'm qualified to weigh in on this.
Hang on a second.
What?
I'm confused. Lisa said she was hanging out with Ben?
Yeah.
When he doesn't even recognize her?
Correct. She said she was like planning an event with Ben and Blake. Name dropping, okay. Essentially.
She's okay.
Unhinged. So okay. The clip got posted obviously on social media and everyone's like, he doesn't know her, you know? So yeah. Then Lisa, she obviously has to weigh in and comment on this. So in the comments, she wrote South by Southwest, 3 hearts, The Accountant 2, 3 hearts, and it was a great movie and party. So
this is like,
she also posted clips on TikTok of her time at South by Southwest at the premiere. And then she had the caption, Ben and Blake, heart.
Oh, my God. This would be like me being like, look, I can't do Galentine's weekend because I'm hanging out with Anna Faris. And then Anna Faris does an interview. And then she's like, I don't remember. I'm like, Chelsea Handler's party. You were drunk. Your friends were drunk. Heart, heart, heart. Like, yeah. What an absurd, just because I'm in the same space as you does not equate to me being your friends.
I know.
That's psychotic behavior.
And then you're like, remember Anna Faris? You were talking about how you got rid of your poor dog and let it wander the streets starving.
Oh my God, not this again. I never should have used her name.
You're right, you shouldn't have. And if you said I can't come to Galentine's weekend because I'm hanging out with this twat, I'd be like, friendship over. You and Vicky Beckham are dead to me.
Not pot. Wow. Okay. That's all the reality TV quickies, right?
Yeah.
For this week?
For now. All right. Yeah.
A couple more quick quickies. Valentino died.
I know, I saw.
He was 93. The Valentino Garavani and Giancarlo Giametti Foundation posted on Instagram. The most Italian name for a foundation, I think.
Truly.
But they posted on Instagram and said he passed away peacefully in his Roman home, surrounded by the love of his family.
Hmm.
Weirdly, we didn't cover Valentino on the show That Must Not Be Named.
Yeah, we didn't. Maybe someday in the future.
I thought we had. I was like, oh yeah, with Gucci and
Versace.
But yeah, so
yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
And then Lamar Odom.
Lammy.
Was arrested for a DUI. He was arrested January 17th for driving under the influence in Vegas. He was also charged with driving more than 41 miles over the posted limit and failing to maintain lane/improper lane change.
I thought you were going to say he drove for 41 miles with under the influence.
That'd be wild for them to be tracking that.
I know. Well, I was like, oh, no. Because every time he's in Nevada, something bad happens, it seems.
I know.
I was like, did he go to Pahrump again? I can't deal with this. And I hate this because I love Lamar. And I always.
I know. He's the poster child for addiction. And it's so sad.
I know. And like, I mean, you know this. And I've said this on the show before. So everyone listening probably knows this. I'm sure they remember every single thing we say every time we say it.
They have all it printed out.
But, like, ever since he was on Celebrity Big Brother, I really was like, I just love Lamar. I feel so bad for him. He seems like such a genuine, sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
So I always root for him. And when I saw this, I was like, oh, Lamb. No. Lamb. So I'm bummed about this. I really thought that he was getting on the right track again. He shouldn't go to Nevada anymore.
No. There should be an embargo on that state for him completely.
Yeah.
But the hearing set for March 17th, Nani's birthday.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, this is just one of those things where I obviously never going to condone drinking and driving, doing anything and driving.
Yeah.
It just is very clearly a situation of a man who's struggling with addiction and can't beat it. And that's heartbreaking.
I know. And I hate to be like, well, at least it was only alcohol. Was it only alcohol?
I don't know. I didn't ask the cop.
Well, what the hell kind of reporter are you?
I'm nowhere near that great Ben Affleck reporter, I can tell you that much.
Well, and you never will be, and that's okay. Some people do comedy. Some people do hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah. And some do neither.
What are you trying to say? Me?
No, everybody else out there.
Oh, okay. Every single other person except the two of us and that reporter.
And that reporter, yep.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any other celebrity shit you want to throw out there before we wrap up?
No, I don't think so. You know, I got some stuff I'm saving up for the burn book.
Yeah, we got a hefty burn book coming.
We do.
But like we said at the top, you know, episodes are a little bit different. We're just doing pop culture.
Yeah.
We will eventually have full storytelling episodes, so yeah. Stay tuned for those.
We were trying to find a way, because like the pop culture throwbacks are a little too short for their own episodes. So we're like, how can we find a happy middle ground that's not like full ETR episodes,
mm-hmm.
but longer than pop culture moments? And I think we found a way. So
yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. But
in the meantime, you know, follow us on Instagram. I'm at Arisha Skidmore Williams. Brooke is at Brooke Sifrin. Also follow our podcast, Almost Famous Pod. Mm-hmm. Join us on Patreon. You'll get more episodes.
Yeah. I am like impressed with the way we're churning content out on Patreon. Like, we really just kind of found our groove there.
I'm scared.
Why?
Because it's like, I'm excited, but it feels like, what if I burn out?
But
crash out.
I think we've found a way to do it where we won't crash out and burn out.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of us.
Yeah. The dream is to not have to edit
ever again.
And bless all you sweet souls who are like, we don't hear anything because over here we're like, well, a plane has landed on our house.
I know. It's insane. So I'm like, why are we putting so much effort into getting rid of these noises that no one can hear?
This episode is just going to have sirens and people screaming and be like, oh, you guys wanted that out too?
Picky. But,
yeah. But yeah, we love you guys and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.